What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Probably a good question for Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston
Globe. Oh,
look
who it is.
He's joining us here. Now, Dan, we were talking about when I saw you downstairs when I first got here. My first full-time-ish gig, I guess.
That was a Saturday show.
Once a week, though. You know what I mean? It was the first consistent gig.
Yeah, okay.
First consistent gig, not full-time.
Full-time seems like
first
a stretch.
First full-time gig was with Keith.
I broke you in.
You did. You did indeed. That's true. And so that was the first real consistent show I did was the Dan Shaughnessy show.
Hosted by Adam Jones.
Yeah, that wasn't mentioned anywhere.
Not in the title.
I'll have to yell at Mike about that. but good to have you on the show, Dan. Thanks for coming in.
Good to be with both of you guys. I sort of worked with Keith in the early days as well with the Kiefer Madness.
That's right.
One of the stronger segments.
Dan did not care for it, and that clip lives on forever.
That was also one of the first things you said
to
me.
I think that actually helped the segment.
It did?
Knowing how much Dan didn't like it.
I had to fire you up a little bit.
That's true.
I want your best work.
That is true. So those things I knew. Something I didn't realize, Dan, is that your daughter years ago was a patient at the Jimmy Fund. So you remain involved. You're part of the coverage today at Nessun. And so, I don't know. I guess that's where your involvement began?
Absolutely. This is the only way you're going to get me on Nessun and EEI, two places I hate. So here we are. But no, it's that true fact. I mean, it was remarkable this morning on Nessun with Dale, because the family, you guys just talked to a patient, and it's great work that everybody's doing here, and I appreciate that. So when I was on with Dale this morning, the family had a three-and-a-half-year-old daughter who's afflicted with the same thing that our daughter had 32 years ago. Young Kate Shaughnessy was 8 years old, acute lymphoblastic leukemia, and today is 40 years old, has three little boys, coaches and teachers at Newton North, and we're so blessed. And I always, as everybody, you guys are around here enough, you know, this is a New England mission. It's a Red Sox Jimmy Fund thing, and it's 72 years old, and there's nothing like it in all of American sports/charity alignments, and that's why this is the best 2 days of the year for everybody around here. And growing up around here, I grew up with the Jimmy Fund boxes and the whole bit.
And I think those are still in existence, I believe.
They are.
Yeah.
In Groton, Massachusetts, they were at the ballpark and everywhere. And as little kids, we were aware of it. And in the 90s, Jimmy came forward. He was a truck driver from New Sweden, Maine. And everybody thought the young child had died in the 50s when the Boston Braves kind of went to his hospital bedside, and there was this national radio program, and the Jimmy Fund was born. And then when the Braves left town in the 50s, the Red Sox picked up the charity, and that was that. So I discovered Jimmy and put the story in the Globe and had all that. And then our daughter was afflicted, and it was these families go through hell. It's in our case, it was 2 years of treatment for Kate, but we have a happy ending. And what we want to get to is 100% happy endings and less side effects that these kids go through. But the support system of the Jimmy Fund, I mean, I'm talking downstairs when Adam came by with Lisa. I know when she was Lisa Graceffa. She wasn't even married yet. Now her kids are out of college.
Yeah.
And the continual care over there. There's a woman named Phyllis used to draw Kate's blood in 1993. She's still over there.
Wow.
Phyllis Booker. And really, it's a family over there. The support they give these families, because it affects everything in your lives. And of course, the nurses and the support system that you get is unparalleled. So you say the Jimmy Fund, we all come running, and that includes me with you guys here today.
And you've seen this thing evolve, too. I mean, this is, what, year 23 of this, the radio telethon, but just the amount of people that are involved, the amount of money that has been raised, I mean, it truly is unlike anything else.
It's fantastic. And the Red Sox connection, going back to Ted Williams, our daughter Cade got to know Ted Williams because he would find you. He didn't know me. I was a writer. He hated that.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was not a fan of you.
That was a plus.
He called the hospital to find this little kid.
Wow.
And tell her how unfair this was, that he knew Dr. Farber, and he always told me, we're going to cure those kids, Ted. And he said, I'm going to come up and watch you play ball, and you tell me if you want to hit in lessons or anything. And he just, he had a real sense of the unfairness of it. Mm-hmm. And then you'd go over there and you'd see the Robert Kraft Blood Donor Center and the Carl Yastrzemski Treatment Room, and Jim Lonborg's wife is working in the clinic, and it was just wall to wall. And the Sox, Roger Clemens gets a lot of grief around this town, too much in my view. He still is loyal to the Jimmy Fund, and when he pitched here, he would go down in his uniform, full uniform, and just and be with those kids. And you can go up through and just, Mike Andrews was director of the Jimmy Fund, Red Sox second baseman. Of course, Ken Coleman, Red Sox broadcaster, director of the Jimmy Fund. Brock Holt today, director of Jimmy Fund. And Mike Andrews all those years. And I just remember when John Valentin was a star player here, and she always wore number 13 because John Valentin was nice to her. And to this day, they take those trips down to the spring training, and they'd go to Wrigley Field. Lisa's taking these kids everywhere, and it's nice to see the teenagers, and it's an important thing for them to have each other and to have kindred spirits. And those kids, if you're in that hospital and those kids are hooked up to machinery, when these players come into the room, you see those monitors start jumping. The hearts are going because it's a big thrill for them, and I've seen – great athletes be a big part of this, and it's really, we're all lucky to have it.
You mentioned the Red Sox and their involvement, which goes back a long, long way. I think in '67 they gave World Series shares to the Jimmy Fund. Baseball team on the field. How you feeling about the team right now?
I picked them to finish first, and they still got a shot. I don't know what was going on those first 3 months. That was ugly and really bad. So, but right now, when you look at it, I mean, they're going to be in the playoffs. I also thought the Red Sox were in 2011 were going to be in the playoffs. There's a famous Heidi Watney interview. Oh, Heidi, don't worry about that thing. They're in. Don't worry about it. But, you look at it now, Cleveland would have to catch somebody, and they're, I just don't see that. So, to my view, there's 37 games left. They're in the playoffs. They're the team we hoped they'd be. And there's some holes, no question. And the bullpen caught up with them over the weekend, and I understand that, but the schedule's a little bit lighter. A lot of division games. You got to take care of the Orioles, take care of business. Those four in New York should be good. They're only a half game separated there. And I think Anthony has really changed the dynamic on the team. And Story being so good, he wasn't that player here for 3 years. So that's a game changer. I really find him entertaining. I mean, they're sort of must-see TV. They can be must-see TV and can't-see TV in the same weekend. You can't get the games. But there's a lot. There's a lot. They're a good watch.
They have enough in the rotation and in the bullpen in your mind? Should they have done something more?
Yeah, I wish they had done more. Yeah. And I caught up with them yesterday, and Matt's gave it up. And he's been okay until then. But May had a good start. His second one was better than his first. They didn't do enough at the deadline. I would like to have seen more. And the bullpen, they're really relying on two guys, the back two, the eighth inning guy, the ninth inning guy. Chapman's better than I've ever seen him. I mean, he wasn't – when he was with the Yanks – Red Sox abused him.
He's a roller coaster. Yeah.
He couldn't throw strikes. No. Now he's a machine. He's all 23 out of 25, and the Philly one was a little sketchy, but he's been nails. So, yeah. And I understand not pitching him yesterday. They make that decision before the game.
So I was just going to ask. So that decision was made before the game. I heard Chris and Greg talking about that this morning. You think that's it goes above Cora?
Yeah. It's organization wide, and don't forget. I know he pitched three straight earlier in the season, but he also came out with a back injury 10 days ago or something. Came out of a game. They want him in 5 weeks from now. They want that guy. The guy's been nails all year, and so to decide before the game and then not retract on that, I'm okay with it. And don't tell me about he only threw three pitches, whatever it was on Saturday. When they get up, that's a day of work, and it's more than. You know what goes into that. It's not four pitches. It's a whole day.
The last time I saw you was actually during the Celtic City documentary. You were in that quite a bit. How did that all come together? How much footage did you have? I feel like you were all over that thing.
That thing was sensational. They did a great job. I did three sessions. They were all like 2 or 3 hours. They came to my house twice. Bob Ryan, Lee Montville, So it was I learned a lot. There were things, there was a thing about Red taking Boston off the jerseys on the road and just Celtics. So then I found pictures where they're playing the Lakers in the finals and some guys have Boston, some guys have Celtics in the same game.
Really?
In the same game, but you don't even kind of notice.
That's funny.
I thought nine parts, it seemed like a lot, but I'm going to watch it again. It was really appointment TV and learned a lot. And that's a franchise. It's just so much history that we're lucky to have it. And, I mean, they do. They kind of get less.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's abused in the other franchises, I guess, maybe because of that.
Okay. Dan Shaughnessy, Boston Globe. Great to see you. Thanks for coming in. Excellent coverage.
Nice
on
to
the
see
Nest
my young
well.
Man doing so well all these years yeah, later. Well, I taught you everything you know about radio. It's showing you're doing great. Way to go.
Thanks, Dan.
That is very much true. Dan Shaughnessy, thank you so much.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.